This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. In Dallas County, there's an item on Tuesday's ballot regarding whether to eliminate an agency called Dallas County Schools. It's not a traditional school district. It operates buses for several local school districts. It's faced several problems from financial mismanagement to bus drivers not getting kids to school on time. Some parents are fed up with the bus service. The agency says it's a changed organization. Howie Lee says he's heard what he calls horror stories about the Dallas County buses that take students to school. The other day, a parent told him about a child in pre-kindergarten who spent 2 hours on a bus going home from school.
It's unreliable and it's unsafe for the kids to ride a bus. And we should not, as a taxpayer, expect unreliability for our kids. We should expect reliable, consistent service and safe service for our kids.
Dallas County Schools has been under fire for more than just buses being tardy. There have been reports of financial mismanagement, questionable land deals, a costly bus camera contract, and safety issues like drivers running red lights.
Hundreds of school bus drivers busted for running red lights, taxpayer
money. NBC5 has learned that Coppell ISD is the second school district to cut ties with DCS.
Dallas County Schools spent millions to buy cameras when they could have gotten some of that equipment for free.
All of that has prompted critics, including state lawmakers and local elected officials, to call for the end of the agency. Dallas County Schools says it's a different organization now and that many of its problems are in the past. The group serves 75,000 students in 9 North Texas school districts. The Board of Trustees says the agency is working overtime to improve. Trustee Kyle Renard pointed out the agency has curtailed spending, cut staff, and put other financial controls in place.
We demanded the resignation of the superintendent, and we passed some policies that would ensure greater oversight for the board. So we passed that all contracts over $50,000 have to go for board review and approval.
In addition to the resignation of Superintendent Rick Sorrells in March, former board president Larry Duncan also resigned. Now voters will decide the agency's fate. A vote for Proposition A keeps the bus agency intact. A vote against the proposition would abolish the agency. Renard hopes voters support keeping Dallas County Schools because it provides necessary transportation and has become more transparent.
The incredible changes that we've made, we really do consider this not only under new management, but it has a more service-oriented philosophy now, and we are not tolerating things the way they've always been.
But that isn't enough for critics of Dallas County Schools, including some of the districts it serves. Dallas ISD Superintendent Michael Hinojosa testified before state lawmakers that ridership had decreased while the cost per student had doubled. In February, State Senator Don Huffines of Dallas filed legislation to eliminate Dallas County Schools. Instead, state lawmakers passed a bill to let voters decide. Last week, Huffines led a press conference featuring other critics, including a couple of Dallas ISD trustees.
It's kind of like something out of an old mafia movie. Questionable land deals, failed camera projects, $50 million in lost business ventures. The financial mismanagement is so severe that Moody's, a rating agency, has said that bankruptcy is probably inevitable.
Barry Jacobs also isn't convinced Dallas County Schools has changed for the better. He has a daughter who attends Solar Preparatory School for Girls in Dallas. Jacobs says schools like Solar Prep are especially affected by the bus service because they attract students from all over the city, and many of the students rely on buses operated by Dallas County Schools to get there.
These buses are so late so often that I have serious doubts about whether they're going to meet the state minimum standards for classroom instruction. I mean, this is just crazy.
Gary Lindsay is interim superintendent of the bus agency. He says DCS is trying to be more responsive to parents.
Trying to be more transparent and be more accessible to the parents. That when we get complaints that come in, we immediately resolve those things and actually attempt to contact the parent by telephone and discuss those issues.
If voters decide to get rid of Dallas County Schools, the state comptroller would set up a dissolution committee later this month. School districts that use the bus service are mulling their options. A couple have already stopped using DCS. Others, like Richardson ISD, are thinking about doing the same, either hiring another provider or running their own buses. Stella Chavez, KERA News.